The No Plan Trap That Keeps Service Businesses Broke and Exhausted by Dan Anderson. Working without a clear, numbers-driven plan is what keeps your phone quiet and your income unpredictable. No plan? Big problem. And before you roll your eyes and say, I've got a plan, let's be honest. What you have is a loose collection of good intentions, a few things you tried that kind of worked once, and a lot of hoping this week will be better than last week. That's not a plan. That's wishful thinking with a work ethic. You can work 10 hours a day, sweat through your shirt, and still end up with a bank account that makes you wonder if all that effort got lost in the mail. What's really happening is this. You're busy, but you're not directed. You're active, but you're not strategic. It's like watching a guy sprint on a treadmill, breathing hard, feeling productive, and going nowhere. From the outside, it looks impressive. From the inside, it's exhausting. And the worst part is, you don't even realize you're stuck in that loop because you're too busy working to step back and see it. Now let's talk about the word that causes more boredom than a tax seminar, but quietly controls your income. Plan. Not a motivational goal. Not a number you toss around to feel ambitious. A real plan is specific enough to tell you exactly what needs to happen for money to show up this week. It says how many leads you're going to generate, how many of those will turn into customers, what each customer is worth, and what you're going to do to make all of that happen. It removes hope from the equation and replaces it with control. Most service business owners operate the exact opposite way. They wake up, check their phone, and let the day decide how much money they're going to make. If the phone rings, great. If it doesn't, they start scrambling like a guy who just realized he forgot to study for the test. They throw out a discount, post something online, or spend money on ads with no real expectation other than maybe this will work. That's not marketing. That's gambling in a work uniform. And the house usually wins. The reason this keeps happening is simple and a little uncomfortable. You don't know your numbers. Not really. You might have a general idea, but when it comes down to specifics, there's hesitation. How many leads came in last week? What percentage became paying customers? What did you actually keep after expenses? What did it cost to get each customer? If those answers aren't immediate, you're operating blind. And when you operate blind, you don't control your income. You react to it. Reaction is always slower, weaker, and more expensive than control. So what do most people do when income isn't where they want it to be? They decide they need more jobs. That sounds logical, but it's usually wrong. Chasing more jobs without fixing the system that produces them is like pouring more water into a bucket with a hole in it. You can work harder, spend more, chase more leads, and still feel like you're barely getting ahead. Worse, if those extra leads are price shoppers, you've just doubled your workload and your frustration at the same time. A real plan forces you to stop thinking like that. Instead of asking how to get more work, you start asking what has to happen for you to get paid what you want this week. That question changes everything. It forces you to think in terms of cause and effect. You pick a real number based on net income, not gross. Gross is what people brag about. Net is what actually pays your bills. There are businesses doing big numbers that look impressive from the outside and quietly struggle behind the scenes. Don't aim for impressive, aim for profitable. Once you have that number, you break it down. How many jobs does it take to reach it? What is your average profit per job? How many leads do you need to generate those jobs? Where are those leads coming from? Now your business starts to behave like a system instead of a guessing game. And systems are predictable. Predictable is where control lives. Control is where profit shows up. Here's where most people fall apart. Even after they understand this, they don't stick with it. They get motivated, write something down once, and then go right back to reacting the next week. That's because willpower is a terrible strategy. You need structure. You need something that keeps you from sitting there on a slow day thinking, "What should I do now?" That question is where businesses stall, and it's where a lot of money quietly slips away. That's exactly why Mobility Marketer Insider exists. Not to entertain you or give you more ideas you'll never use. It exists so you don't have to think from scratch every time your schedule dips. You get the campaigns, the scripts, and the exact moves to make, already laid out in a way that fits how service businesses actually operate. Instead of guessing, you implement. Instead of reacting, You follow a plan that's already built to produce results. It removes the biggest bottleneck most owners face, which is not knowing what to do next. Now let's bring this down to the simplest habit that ties all of it together. 15 minutes once a week. No phone, no interruptions, no customers pulling you in 10 directions. Just you, your numbers, and your plan. You look at what happened the previous week, what worked, what didn't, where you missed, and where you did well. Then you adjust and set your targets for the next week. That single discipline, done consistently, will outperform almost every marketing tactic you've ever tried because it forces you to stay in control. Your weekly plan should be clear and grounded in reality. You define your target net income, how many new customers you need, how many repeat customers you want, and how many referrals should come in. You know your average profit per job, how many leads you must generate, and exactly how you're going to generate them. You write it down because what gets written gets acted on. What gets measured gets improved. And what gets improved gets paid. Most service business owners are not struggling because they lack skill. They're struggling because they're winging it. A plan fixes that. Mobility Marketer Insider keeps it moving. And once your business becomes predictable, something shifts. You stop hoping for money to show up, and you start deciding when it does.